everybody, it's Vanessa here from My Dyslexic Life. This week I want to talk about one of the hidden sides of being an adult with dyslexia and ADHD at work. That is motivation.
My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds and the Truth About Dyslexia course. Check them out at the link.
So what do I mean by a hidden side of being an adult with dyslexia or ADHD? Well, I think the thing is, so often we have to try so hard to keep up with the expectations of workload, of team members, of our manager or our boss. And it's really hard for us because we end up having to hide who we really are. I know I used to spend so much of my work life so stressed out because I was just working so hard to keep up with everybody else and do what was expected of me. And the thing that I wanted to talk about today was motivation. You see, when you're an adult with any type of neurodiversity, motivation doesn't work in the same way for us that it does for neurotypical people. And by that, I mean my motivation can be huge. If I'm really engaged with something, if I'm excited by it, if I can see the creative possibilities, if it's something that I'm capable of doing, and I've really connected to what the project is or the task or the outcome, then I am super motivated and I love being in that space. But for me, that's quite a high energy space. So, you know, it takes quite a lot of my brain power and my physical and emotional energy to kind of be that excited and up all the time. So it's great when it's all working and it's flowing and I'm super motivated. It's excellent. I can get loads of stuff done. But as is often with adults with dyslexia or ADHD, we tend to be at either end of the extreme. So we're either super motivated, or what I find is my motivation just plummets. And the difference here between us and other neurotypical people is they can kind of think their way out of that low motivation. They can kind of say to themselves, come on, we just need to do this. You know, I'll just take this next step. Come on, there's that goal that we need to get to. And they can motivate themselves simply by doing that. But that just doesn't work for us. And I know for me, when I crash, when my motivation crashes, a couple of things are happening. One of them is that I'm actually quite physically and emotionally tired because I've been at this high motivation excitement and now I've crashed. So physically and emotionally, I'll feel a bit low. On top of that, getting the momentum to kind of get me going again isn't something that I can think my way out of, okay? So it isn't, I can say to myself, come on, Vanessa, you just need to go and make that video. Come on, you just need to go and reply to that email. Come on, you've just got to go and write that report. But that doesn't actually cause any change. It doesn't make me go and do it. And I think, you know, part of the reason is because we spend so long up here, we almost need our motivation to crash, to recharge. So it's about learning to work with those extremes. It's about learning that actually, when you really are exhausted and you're really tired, because you've been in high energy, you actually just need to give yourself a little bit of time to recuperate. And I don't think we're very good at that. We place all these expectations on ourselves that we should be able to do something. You know, we should be able to push through. We should just be able to go and get that motivation back just like that. But it just simply doesn't work like that. So actually learning to kind of work with the two extremes can be really helpful. It's one way that I know I've really, I work better. But also, I just don't get as stressed anymore because I know when I'm in high motivation and high energy and high creation, I will do lots. But I also know those days where I'm not, where I've come down the other end of the scale and I'm exhausted because I've been up here for so long, that actually I just need to take the pressure off myself. I need to say to myself, give yourself a bit of time, whether that's a morning, whether it's a whole day, whether it's an afternoon, to kind of be in that lower energy and recuperate yourself. So all that I'm doing there is actually working with my neurodiverse brain. I'm understanding it and I'm working with it. So what that means is if you allow yourself that little bit of time to recuperate and get your energy back up, you will actually get back to your motivation quicker. So, you know, the other thing I would say is that when we crash, we tend to come to a complete standstill. And it's almost like trying to push a boulder off the top of a hill, you know. When that boulder is kind of is moving, it's much easier, isn't it? You know, you just need to give it a little bit of a push and the momentum and energy carry it on. And then it kind of rolls down the hill, picking up more and more momentum. But say it gets wedged halfway down the hill. You know, the most energy you need to put in to get that big boulder moving again is actually just to create a little bit of momentum. Just a little bit. Just start getting it rolling again. Now, the reason I'm talking about boulders rolling down a hill is because we need to think of our motivation like that. So if your motivation is stuck, what we tend to do is, because we think in that amazing visual conceptualization and we have all those dynamic reasoning and we have all these amazing creative thinking skills, we tend to see everything that we need to do all at once. So our motivation stops and then we're just like, oh my God, I've got all of the stuff to do. And you just don't know where to start and you get overwhelmed by it. And actually, the simplest thing you can do is take one little action, just one tiny little action, because that is that kind of starting to get that big boulder moving again. So maybe it's you've got to, you know, write a report and you've completely, you know, you've stopped. You're like, oh, I don't want to do it. I have to do it. You know, then what I've learned to do is go and do one little thing. Maybe go and create the title page for it. Maybe just write one paragraph. And often just taking that one little action is what will cause that kind of motivation to start coming back. You know, there's a couple of things in this video. So one of them is just understanding to work with your motivation highs and lows. And the other one is, as I've said, just take one little action that will help your motivation start again. And it can be something really, really, really simple. Just one little step and that will start that motivation boulder rolling again. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this and would love to hear your comments, and I'll see you again soon. Bye.